Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to President's Day 2020. And by the way, this is a live broadcast here of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan Family Studio. Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping all of us safe. And to everybody that's working tonight on this President's Day on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers. The bulk mail centers have the night off, but the truckers are still hauling the mail. Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes out to all our roughnecks who are working on those oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra in America, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget to check us out, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining me right now to say the pledge with me is Susie Q, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And as I watched the beast go sailing around the Daytona Speedway up there on the television set behind us, we're going to go to the phone line. And here's Mr. Picasso, El Picasso. What is up, sir? And you missed the gun show.
Yes, I did, sir. But I saw the president at the Daytona 500. I was all deep into Bill Evans, and then you started me thinking about mini Mike Bloomberg. You stated that there was a poll. That's a Democratic poll, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything on national?
Yes, I did. I saw the Rasmussen poll, which had, matter of fact, let me get it here. Rasmussen, the latest poll that they did, has our boy Bloomberg. Bloomberg, 26% support, would like the Democratic voters, and Biden with 22%. It's a 4% advantage, likely voters, Rasmussen, Bloomberg.
But they didn't make a statement about how he would do against Trump.
There's nothing here about Trump. Nothing about Trump. This is just for the Democrats. I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody's going to beat Trump. I don't care who they are.
Yeah, I know, but we got to remind everybody. You and I, Captain and I, live in a beautiful area called Tampa Bay, which involves basically two separate counties. Yeah. There are nine counties that voted for Clinton that are blue. Mm-hmm. In the state of Florida, and we live in one, mm-hmm. which is Hillsborough County.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 113,000 votes that separated Trump from Hillary, mm-hmm. and Bloomberg thinks that's his best chance.
That's right.
To start, that's why he's bad mouthing Trump in Florida. Trump has owned mm-hmm. property in Florida a long, long time before he ever decided to run for president, as considered this
right.
his winter home.
And remember, Bloomberg, besides owning property in New York, owns property in Colorado. That'd be the perfect state for him, wouldn't it, Colorado?
If you could tell me he's going to be the nominee, I'll start delving into his life. I don't really care about him.
He might be the nominee. He might be the nominee. And the reason why is because the reason why he's where he's at right now, I guarantee, is all this money. He's the only one that's all over the television.
Well, he thinks he can get that, you know, 113,000 separated the Republican Dems. He's going after about 20, 25,000 votes in the state of Florida he thinks he can get. And he could get the nomination from the state of Florida, which will be held when? Not Super Tuesday. We do it after, don't we?
No. The nomination for Florida is coming up March, the first Tuesday of March.
Super Tuesday?
Yeah.
Super Tuesday is later on, yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, you just got me thinking about Mini Mike. You just keep talking. Mm-hmm. I'll have to start researching him. I don't know anything about him.
No, you should research him because he's going to be around. I think Biden's going to go first. I think Biden's the next one to go.
So, pick one.
Well, if I had to pick one, it would be Bloomberg, simply because he's got the money to stay in it, and he's going to just keep spending to keep his name at the top of the
Okay. Did you hear what he said about Hillary this weekend?
I did. He wants her as his running mate.
The rumor.
Yep, he wants her as his running mate.
The rumor of his people.
Yep.
A lot of politics going on. Anyway, always a pleasure. Forward march, Captain.
I'll do it. Thank you very much, Picasso. Alrighty, and Susie Q, I wanted to talk with her, and we got about a minute before we go to break, a little bit less than a minute, but I'm going to tease this because we don't have enough time to do this. You and I were talking during the break about the New Way Forward Act.
Yes, Captain Matt.
Alright, now you got to put the mic closer to you.
Okay.
There you go. You and I were talking about the New Forward Act, and it's received almost no publicity. And it's unfortunate as well as revealing because who was one of the significant people to put this together?
AOC.
AOC, you're right. And I'm telling you, and Omar in Minnesota.
And Omar, yes.
This
yes.
can't be good if you got the two of them sponsoring a bill about, and it's 4,400 words, exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution. And like the Constitution, this legislation is designed to create a whole new country. They want to remake the immigration system.
Yes, yes. I mean, this is worse than the Green Deal. This is insane. This is insane what they're allowing in this bill.
Right. And hold on, because, folks, you got to go to break. When we come back, if you want to get involved in a conversation, I see we got a caller coming in there. So, caller, hang on. We'll be right back to you. We're taking a break. When we come back from the break, that caller will be the first one up. And in the meantime, I'll be right back right after Kathy tells you how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor, and I want you to do me a big favor. Tell you what, if you're in pain or you know somebody that's in pain and they can't seem to get rid of it and they complain about the medication they're taking or the medication they don't have or whatever, tell them about Relief Factor. Tell them about the $19.95 3-week quick start that normally costs $64.95. They can save a lot of money and get something for 3 weeks, and they'll know by that end of time whether or not it's going to work for them or not. After all you got to lose is pain, right? So, relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, it's worked for me for 3 years and 10 months. It'll work for you. I'm sure of it, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. I believe in the product. It's all natural. No narcotics, no nothing. It's got nutrition in there to help you, too. Various nutrients. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. All right, well, we're back with Susie Q. Hey, kiddo.
Hey, how are you doing, Captain Matt? I am so glad to be here tonight.
All right, and let's go to Mel. Mel's on the telephone line. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, where it's a balmy 73 degrees.
Yeah, Captain. When you were talking to Pablo Picasso, Mick Jagger's father-in-law there.
Right.
You were talking about Michael Bloomberg, you know, him spending that billions of dollars or millions of dollars on his campaign.
Right.
You know, he, in New York City, when he was mayor, he only supposed to run for mayor twice, two terms.
Mm-hmm.
He's passing out envelopes with the New York City Council to amend that, their constitution or their charter of the city, to go from two terms to three terms. And they approved it. Now, you know how he did that. He bought his place for that third term.
Sure.
Now, say for instance, which I know he's got, he doesn't stand a chance of wounding me of becoming the president of the United States. But just say if so, what's to keep him from doing something like that with our Constitution instead of running for two terms as a president? He puts in some vote and he's passed around more money.
He doesn't have enough money to buy off every politician he would need to get the two-thirds vote that he'd need in the House and a two-thirds vote in the Senate. He just doesn't have enough money.
Yeah, well, I was kind of hoping to think so, but, you know, you get some of these guys, you know, they're crooks and they're money hungry.
Well,
you know, they sell their grandma.
They are, but thank God it's not all of them, Mel. And you and I both got it. There's some good people that have come in. Okay, well, thanks, Mel. All right, thank you. Yep, and that's Mel. And Susie, you know, what we want to talk about here is we just opened the door on this New Way Forward Act, which has been put forward by not only AOC, but also Ilhan Omar in Minnesota. And the two of them together, anything they would propose is nothing that could be good. Am I right?
You're right.
Now, here's the deal, okay? Like the Constitution, this legislation is designed to create a whole new country. This bill would entirely remake our immigration system with the explicit purpose of ensuring that criminals are able to move here and settle here permanently with impunity. Now, here's the problem. The bill targets felony convictions, serious felony convictions, sexual crimes, rape, incest, brutal assaults on women. And they want to keep these people in this country and they're illegal to boot? I don't think so.
Yeah, those things are already established in our bills to be able to send these people back to their countries when they do this. But this new bill eliminates all those categories altogether.
Well, consider this. Under current law, immigrants who commit serious crimes such as robbery, fraud, or child sexual abuse must, M-U-S-T, must be deported, regardless of the sentence they receive. Other crimes, less severe ones like racketeering, require deportation as long as the perpetrator receives at least a one-year sentence. So what they want to do is if you've got a child abuser, sexual abuser, that person would be allowed to stay, when if it were me, I'd throw them the hell out of the country.
Exactly.
And add one crime. Here's another one. Falsifying a passport will be made immune from deportation. Falsifying a passport will be made immune from deportation. Falsifying immigration reports will be made immune from deportation. Are you kidding me?
This is insane.
No doubt. And apparently to them, I guess, AOC and Omar, 9/11 never happened. That's why we got what we got right now.
Yes. Yes. You know what? This goes back to Obama. Remember what Obama said? We are 9 days away from fundamentally changing the United States.
This is
the stuff that they're trying to put into our country to break up the foundation that has made our country so great.
You're right.
And they are trying to completely change it into this radical leftist agenda.
You're absolutely right. And if you just renewed your driver's license to comply with a Real ID Act, you must feel like a fool because under this proposed legislation, the minimum prison sentence for crimes that still require deportation would rise from 1 year to five. And when we checked with the Bureau of Labor and Justice Statistics, according to federal data, crimes like car theft, fraud, weapons offenses all carry average prison sentences of less than 5 years. That's just looking at the averages. And then there's the people who commit rape, child abuse, and even manslaughter that receive sentences of fewer than 5 years. Lots of them.
I'm just speechless.
Well, again, if the New Way Forward Act becomes law, immigrants who commit these crimes and receive these sentences would remain in the country. They would all also be eligible for citizenship one day, sooner rather than later. That's the deal right there. They want to make them citizens.
Well, I hope that everybody gets this information and gets it out because the American people need to know what these crazy radical leftists are doing to our country, or attempting to.
And this is called the New Way Forward Act. Call your congressman or congresswoman and tell them what they need to know. And let's see, Al is chiming in. Al is just chirping away here. Let's see what he's saying. The most insane part of it is how they would force taxpayer money to be spent on those deported to bring them back. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it's coming out of our pocket. Mm-hmm. Can you believe this?
Yeah. I can believe it. And good morning. I think Wally's in there. Good morning, Wally. How you doing? So there you go. But this is nuts, folks. This is nuts. And this, again, there's one way to solve this besides not calling your congressman. Don't vote Omar back in.
Oh, no, no. She's
don't vote Ayok back in. And by the way, Ayok's full intention right now. She's a player in the game. She's not necessarily who she said she is. We've been into that before. I don't need to explain it. But she was somebody that auditioned for the role of a congressional candidate, and she's the one that won it because of the Justice Democrats.
Yes. Yes.
They inserted her. People don't realize that, but this is all part of what they're doing. This is big-time stuff.
We have got to do our research. We have got to. Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said before, if the Republicans are not smart enough to check these people out and vet them properly, and I mean really vet them, then shame on them.
Yes.
And I do know that here in Hillsborough County, Colonel Jim is doing a really good job of it because
yes.
One of the people he has that works there is a retired military police commander.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they know the system.
Yes.
They know the system. They know how to do what they need to do. But anyway, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Susie Q. And by the way, you can go over to Facebook and find the Susie Q report, right?
Yes, yes. I am right there. I am connected to you, Captain Matt, on your page.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'd love to get your feedback.
Yeah, and just send her a message over there on Facebook. Matter of fact, we've got the chat room open right now for those of you that are chiming in there, and we've got several different comments coming in here. Let's see, who's this? I see Eric is typing a book there. Come on, Eric, you're taking too long. Eric in Seminole is typing a book. Okay, good morning, everyone. Makes one wonder exactly how much big money and big industry is behind support. Well, again, Eric, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out that the big companies want the cheap labor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what's insane is Ayok, as we call her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was a failed bartender. She's not coming up with these policies. Somebody else is coming up with these policies. You know, big money, people who want to fundamentally change our nation. These people are the ones that probably outside sources, you know. Mm-hmm.
And this is probably why President Trump is deploying the elite tactical special unit that they have in the Customs and Border Patrol to 10 of the sanctuary cities. They're going to be going to Detroit, Chicago, New York City, Newark, San Francisco, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Houston, and Boston. Some of these cities are where they're doing the sanctuary city thing, where they're allowing them to come in there. They're going to go in there, and they're just going to take them out. We're going to take
right.
These illegals out.
I say it's about time. It's about time that we put teeth to our laws.
Would you argue with those guys?
Oh, no.
I'm looking, and pardon the pun there, but these look like riot police. They're dressed up like that,
yes.
But this is the outfit. They're going to go in there, and the people they need to get off the street, they're going to get them off the street.
But you know what? These mayors need to be held accountable. They are aiding and abetting criminals. I
sure.
mean, if they're here in our country illegally, and these mayors are aiding and abetting criminals, and
mm-hmm.
they need to be held accountable.
No, well, you're right. You won't get any argument from me on that, and that's absolutely correct. And again, folks, coming up on the break, bottom of the hour, we're going to be going, and here comes the music, we're going to be going to the military and veterans news segment coming right up. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. By the way, another four rockets tossed into Baghdad. Did some damage, but didn't hurt anybody, thank God. But they're trying all the time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the Daytona 500. He and First Lady Melania rev up the event, taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the president's black armored car. Supporters at Daytona International Speedway flying the American flag, and underneath it, Trump 2020 flags.
The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech. Rubber will burn.
However, due to weather, the race delayed till Monday afternoon. The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is in this initial edition of the Captain's America Third Watch Military and Veterans Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One's in Concord, Mass, just outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I want you to give them a call at 800-659-2080 to schedule a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you, because that's the best way to find out about them. Now, you can go online, naa.edu, and find out about them that way, but you really need to take the tour and see what they're all about. It will impress you, believe me when I tell you. Now, want to work 40 hours a week? You want to start out with $60,000 a year? Bingo! Become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I will guarantee you this, you will never lack for not having a job. Now, aircraft and airplane carriers come and go, but aircraft maintenance techs, aviation maintenance techs are always in demand all around the world. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. All right, well, first of all, we do know that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman has been rotated out of the NSC. He was not fired. Nobody fired him. So whoever's putting that out there, you know, CNN's one of the reports that they said he was fired. No, he wasn't. He was rotated out early. He was scheduled to leave the NSC in March. Now, it's widely believed, and the current National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, is going to attempt to streamline the NSC. And what happened with Mr. Vindman, Colonel Vindman, and his brother, and several other people, is all part of the lowering the size of the NSC back down to 100 policy professionals, instead of the 236 that it's at right now. Now, the NSC grew and ballooned under President Barack Obama, and we now know that one of the reasons might have been because what was he doing? Spying on Americans. Think about that. That's why they needed more people. Now, in recent years, the Army has stationed more troops in Europe to balance the Russia situation and increase temporary Pacific rotations, while the Marine Corps is throwing much of its weight into its highly mobile distributed units to counter China. But now the questions being asked are heavier ground combat units better than light forces and airstrikes, because they're considering changing the balance of things in Europe to a lighter, more mobile strike force. We'll see how that works out. And the U.S. Army released its top 10 programs that it intends to cancel or reduce in fiscal 2021 on February the 13th. Now, this accounts for a $1.13 billion of the $2.4 billion in the service plans to shift the higher priority modernization efforts from one to another. Also, the Army wants to cancel the $122 million in precision guidance upgrades for helicopter-launched rockets and cut $222 million in upgrades for the venerable M2 Bradley armored troop carrier, which, by the way, they're still trying to figure out, can they afford to get rid of it or not? I don't think so. I think the Bradley's around for a while yet. And remember those sailors that were very proud of the sticker that they stuck on their fatigues, make aircraft crew great again, make aircraft great again. Remember that? Remember that one? Well, they've been contradicted now and told they need to take the patches off their uniforms, even though President Trump saw it when they went aboard the USS Wasp and made a comment about how much he liked it. But we'll see if that stands or not. There may be somebody make air crew great again. That's kind of a neat little patch, right? And, oh, by the way, the Navy is in talks to get early screenings of the Navy new picture. Remember Top Gun with Tom Cruise? He's back. And the U.S. Navy is negotiating with Paramount Studios in hopes of getting some advanced screenings of the much-anticipated sequel to the movie Top Gun. We'll see whether or not that can actually happen. The Navy is also requesting $21.5 million to fund ongoing studies on what the service will look like in 2045 once the fleet of Ticonderoga-class cruisers and many of the Arleigh Burke-class destroyers no longer rule the waves. More submarines are in the mix. That's the way they figure they can do it. And the Air Force has evacuated more people from the Chinese mainland coming in by commercial airliner to Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. There are also going to be some of them coming to California, and these are some of the 400 people that were U.S. citizens on board the ships, as you well know, that were quarantined. And now they're coming back to the U.S. where they're going to be quarantined again for at least another 10 days. By the way, you can't have a U.S. Space Force without having a reserve unit or a Space Guard like the National Guard. That's the message that Guard leaders have for lawmakers and officials at the Pentagon still trying to frame the organization of the newest military branch. By the way, 100 people have volunteered to be part of the U.S. Space Force. They don't know what it is they're going to do yet, but their name's in the pipeline, and once they're ready for them, then they will, in fact, become just that. And the Department of Veterans Affairs has delayed staff training for the new electronic health record system, the EHR system, this week, and is going to announce the revised schedule in the coming weeks, according to a VA spokesman. Now, if you remember right, the milestone was going to be taking the paperwork and putting it all on electronic computer disks. Well, apparently it's going to be a little bit more difficult than what they thought it was going to be because they're not able to do it right now. By the way, struggles with manufacturing, the Army's new armored multi-purpose vehicle, the AMPV, and its modernized howitzer, the M109A7 Paladin, which is an integrated management system at BAE Systems in York, Pennsylvania. Well, the production line have set both programs up as low-hanging fruit for funding cuts in the services fiscal 2021 budget request. We'll see what happens there. May stick around, may not. And close followers of the Trump administration's priorities for federal workforce management could find little surprising in the recently released White House budget request for fiscal year 2021. They knew it was coming. There are some cuts being made and some additions being made elsewhere to balance things out. And we'll see how all of that is. Also, there was an executive order by the president. He signed a new executive order on position, navigation, and timing services, encouraging the development of a resilient PNT infrastructure that isn't exactly exclusively reliant on the global positioning system of satellites. Because the one we have now is. Wounded Warrior Project has come out with a study of their own. You might be interested in this. PTSD is now treatable, according to a recent study conducted by researchers at the New York University and published in the Journal of American Medical Association. It's led many to believe that the leading evidence-based psychotherapies for post-traumatic stress disorder did not work for up to two-thirds of the patients, but a new system is. More on that in the next hour. And what the massive 2021 Department of Defense budget that the White House sent to Congress clocks in at the $740.5 billion mark, $705 billion are earmarked for the Pentagon. The remainder goes to the Department of Energy and other government agencies for national security projects. I did not know that. I found out something interesting there. Alrighty, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready for another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. I shall be right back with a lot more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's time for the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and here we go.
Chances go around, but if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes again from upstate New York. A little bad luck. Now, these are all songs from way back when, but that's okay. People wanted to hear it, so they're getting it. And that's a special request for some of our friends up there in upstate New York. Now, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. A storm system originating from the Pacific Northwest is spreading snow from the into the upper Midwest and the Northeast through Tuesday. There'll be local heavy rain and possibly Tuesday in the deep south, and with rain as well as some fog. There's some real thick fog out there tonight that's starting to show its ugly face right now. We'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's talk about the snow, because in the upper Midwest, you've got snow in the northern part of Iowa. You've got snow in the southern part of Minnesota. You've got snow across the central part of Wisconsin, right through the middle of Madison, and it's headed towards the lake. As a matter of fact, on the Michigan side, on the west side of Michigan, you've got snow pretty much all the way down from the upper peninsula on down towards Interstate 94. Now, moving out west right now in South Dakota, central South Dakota has a dense fog advisory right there. There's some winds up in the northwestern part of Minnesota, as well as the southeastern part of North Dakota. Moving over into Montana, you've got some snow in the western part of Montana. 4th of July tonight, you've got snow up there, but nothing about change yet. And snow south of Coeur d'Alene, down towards just north of Boise, and up on top of Cabbage, there's some snow. Snow up in Seattle, east of Seattle, up going over Snoqualmie, over towards Yakima. And then snow down in the central part of Washington State tonight. Now, looking at Wyoming, we have snow in the southwestern corner of Wyoming coming out of Utah, because coming out of Salt Lake, when you start climbing upstairs into the mountains, you'll find some snow there in the Wasatch Front. And then there'll be more snow, including a winter storm warning, right around Laramie for some heavy snow there tonight. Could be 6 inches to a foot. Wind is blowing there, too. Snow up above Wyoming, up above Laramie, rather, and snow in the north central part of Wyoming, and in the western, extreme northwestern corner of Nebraska right now, you've got some snow there along I-80. Now, in Colorado, there is some snow tonight in the Denver area, south and north and west, going up over the top of Eisenhower and Vail. It looks like as if you might have a winter storm warning going for you there, for some interesting driving tonight, so be careful going over there. And also, let's go with the fog, because you've got dense fog in the central and southern part of Kansas tonight, Salina, Kansas Street, south down into Oklahoma City, as well as over towards the Panhandle, and down in Texas right now, headed up towards San Antonio. I'm sure Catwoman Road Dog are already aware of this, but they've run into fog. It's there right now, headed up towards San Antonio, coming out of Laredo, but not in Laredo, but north of Laredo. And then we've got fog all along the Gulf right now tonight, from about Beaumont all the way across Louisiana, all the way over into Mississippi. Heavy fog, dense fog in New Orleans. Be careful driving around there in the big old Bourbon Street area down there. And then we've got fog tonight across central Alabama, central Georgia, fog in southeast Georgia. You've got fog, it looks like, in Valdosta and Jacksonville, as well as Lake City, and maybe down as far as Ocala. You've got some fog tonight. Rain. Okay, got to talk about that. Mississippi, you got a state of emergency for the state of Mississippi, and in particular around Jackson. The river is going to flood. The Pearl River is going to flood at an all-time record level today. And it's going to be very difficult for anybody moving around, especially on the back roads and the secondary roads. They've got roads closed now in various areas, especially off the interstate. So be very careful of what's going to happen there. Got rain in the western part not only Mississippi, but also up into Tennessee. And you got some scattered showers around Alabama tonight, over in the southwestern corner of Alabama. Now, there is some snow that just popped up between last hour and this hour in upstate New York. Park across the Adirondacks. It's over on the Tug Hill Plateau and goes all the way over towards Lake George. So there's some snow that just popped up there in upstate New York, too, along with some windy conditions in the western part of Pennsylvania. So that's what we're looking like tonight with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And got to tell you that it's always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So go on over there and check them out and see what it is that they can do for you. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and or Flying J. All right, let's talk to Susie Q here for a minute. Hey, kiddo.
Hey, hey. Thanks for having me.
Now, what is it that you try to concentrate on when you do your YouTubes?
I do a lot of YouTubes on things that I see coming down the pike, a lot of stories on, you know, some of this justice is coming. I believe that we are cleaning house. I believe the president and those behind him are doing a lot of cleaning house. You see people resigning and different things. I think that it is, there's definitely a plan.
Okay. Well, let's scoot over here because we're on the telephone right now. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Talk to me about Mississippi.
What, the flooding?
Serious, serious, big-time flooding, all-time record highs on that Pearl River.
Yeah, I don't know what else to really say about it. I don't know how they can, I mean, it's a hard thing to defend, you know, and the cleanup is epic. I don't really have anything else to offer on it.
Flip has a suggestion, sandbags, lots of them.
What are you, okay.
Yeah, sandbag, lots of them, okay. But, you know, the thing about everything that's going on besides the situation with the flooding is, once again, four rockets fired. I don't know what they hit, but they certainly didn't hit anything of any substance in the green zone, but I understand there was some damage, just no injuries.
Yeah, no injuries. This is, nobody has really claimed responsibility for this one or the last one, but our U.S. officials are pointing to an Iranian-backed group called Hashed al-Shaabi, which is, interestingly enough, has incorporated itself into Iraq's security forces. This is a organization or a cell slash group, if you will, that was led by al-Muhandis, the one that we killed along with Qasem Soleimani. So I don't know who's leading it now, but that's who we're pointing to.
Okay, and of course, we have to keep our eyes on Afghanistan. I mean, the situation there is very fluent. We understand that Esper said that there might be a deal now with the Taliban. They're so much closer or something to that effect.
Yeah, there's a 7-day ceasefire peace period. And I think that's just to kind of test the Taliban, but there's a lot more to this deal.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Top of the hour news. The stations get to identify themselves, pay a few of their bills, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. and it took a while though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.